今天要看的故事是圣经中一个很熟悉的故事。
Today the story we're going to study is a very familiar story in the Bible.
也是很出名的故事。
It's a very famous one too.
这个故事被称为浪子。
This story is titled The Prodigal.
因为这个儿子浪费了一切。
Because this son wasted everything he had.
浪费他的钱财。
Wasted his wealth.
浪费他的时间。
His time.
浪费他的地位
his position,
浪费他的名声
and his reputation.
但这个故事可以更被称为一个慈爱父亲的故事
But this story can also be called the father, the story of the loving father.
那他描写父亲慈爱的深度远超过他描写儿子的罪行
Because it describes the depth of the father more than the depth of the son's sin.
今天我们要看三点
Today we're going to look at three points.
我们看这个儿子的反叛。
We look at the son's rebellion.
然后再看到他的悔悟。
And then at his repentance.
然后看看他的回家。
And then we look at his return.
然后我们看第一大点。
Let's look at the first main point.
浪子的反叛。
The rebellion of this prodigal son.
这是十一节到十六节这里。
This is found in verses 11 to 16.
十一节说一个人有两个儿子。
In verse 11 says, a man has two sons.
没有说他有没有女儿。
It didn't mention that he had any daughter.
整个故事里面也没有提到他的太太。
In the whole story, his wife wasn't even mentioned.
有可能这时候他太太已经去世了。
Maybe at that time, the wife had deceased already.
十二节，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的产家业分给我。
Verse 12 says, the younger of the son said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.
应得的家业是爸爸所有产业的三分之一。
That the estate that falls to him is one third of his father's estate.
因为犹太人的规矩，长子啊得双份，所以长子得三分之二。
Just according to Jewish tradition, the older son gets double.
任何熟悉中东文化规矩的人
Anybody who's familiar with the cultures of Middle East,
听到这个小儿子的请求
when he hears the request of this younger son,
不但觉得十分的不寻常
not only will he consider it to be very unusual,
认为他这简直是大逆不道
and thinking that he is really dishonoring his father.
因为分产业是在父亲去世以后
because to divide his father's estate happens after his father's death,
而不是在他去世之前
not before he dies.
现在他身体好好的
his father is still healthy.
一直告诉父亲说我要分产业
and then the son tells his father, I want to divide your estate.
那你其实是在对爸爸说
actually he's saying to his father,
爸爸我希望你现在就死掉
Father, I wish you are dead now.
小儿子希望得到产业。
The younger son wants to get his part of the estate.
十三节告诉他，因为他想要离开。
Because verse 13 tells us that he wants to leave.
在他心中，他觉得住在爸爸家里。
In his heart, he feels that staying at home.
生活有供应。
With provisions from his father.
身体有保护。
And a protection from his body.
住在家里很安全。
It's a safe place.
他不认为这是个好地方啊。
He doesn't consider it a good place.
他可能认为爸爸是他。生活目标的一个障碍。
He feels his father is an obstruction to his goal.
他挡住我的人生计划。
It's obstructing his life goal.
我的计划里面是没有你的。
Because in his plan, father is not included.
我要自由啊。
I want to be free.
我要独立啊。
I want to be independent.
我要做我自己喜欢做的事情啊。
I want to do whatever I want to do.
我要离开你啊
I want to leave you.
我想他这个念头可能已经有一阵子了
I think maybe he has that notion quite a while already.
在一个注重孝道的社会里面
In a society that emphasizes honoring the parents.
这个小儿子的要求啊
This younger son's request
是被认为极其可耻啊
It's considered shameful.
罪大恶极的一件事情
It's really sinful, it's wicked.
当时犹太人对一个这种无耻的儿子的要求
According to the Jews, this request by a son
他们有个反应
They have one reaction
这个反应有好几方面
And it covers a few points
首先会打儿子一个大耳光
First they will slap the son first
并且打着是在众人的面前打
And then to slap him in public
那大家都看得见
So everybody can see
好好的羞辱他
So that he can be really insulted
如果你觉得，哎呦，这个反应太过分了。
If we think this is too severe,
哦，太严厉了。
This is too harsh.
你需要知道。
You have to know.
犹太人在旧约里面的规矩。
According to Jews in the Bible,
这样的儿子大逆不道，而且可以用石头把他打死了。
This kind of son who dishonors his father can be stoned to death.
父亲除了打他一巴掌羞辱他以外。
Not only should the father slap him and insult him,
他会讲儿子所有的东西全部没收啊。
He should confiscate all his son's possessions.
将他赶出去啊。
And then cast him out.
第三件事情有些父亲做的。
The third thing that some fathers do.
还特别为这个儿子啊举行一个葬礼。
He will have arrange a funeral service for the son.
表示这个儿子已经不存在在世间了。
To indicate that the son is no longer in this world.
表示是他已经死了。
To indicate that he's dead already.
这就是为什么后来这个爸爸讲了一句话，说我这个儿子是死而复得的。
So that's why the father said later on in passage that this son came back from the dead.
当时的听众听到这个故事。
The audience was listening to this story.
他们都意料这位父亲应该是这样做的。
They thought that the father should do the following.
打他。
To slap him,
赶他
to cast him off,
取消他父子的关系啊
and to destroy the relationship,
将他一切东西都收起来啊
and to confiscate everything here,
然后为他举行一个葬礼
and to have a funeral service for him.
但十二节后半边
but in 2nd verse 12,
他父亲就把产业分给他们
the father divided his wealth between them.
这件事情让小儿子可能很吃惊啊
This event may cause the son a little bit of shock.
他虽然有要求
even though he made his request,
他不认为爸爸真的会全部答应。
He really didn't believe that father will answer all his requests.
他知道这是个十分无理的要求。
Because he knew his request was very unreasonable.
还可能他心里的打算是我能拿到多少就拿到多少，赶快走啊。
Maybe he was thinking he'll get whatever he can get and then leave right away.
不但小儿子吃惊了。
Not only was his son a little bit shocked,
整个村庄里面的人也吃惊了。
All the villagers were shocked.
但是村庄里面的人是彼此认识的。
But the villagers, they knew each other.
不像我们今天有时候我们邻居我们还不认识。
Not like today, sometimes we don't even know our neighbors.
小儿子反叛这条新闻一定是全村都知道的。
This rebellion of the younger son must be a headline news in the village.
每个知道人都一定异口同声地说。
And everybody who knew this will say with one mouth.
这个儿子真是大糊涂虫啊。
This son is really foolish.
他羞辱他爸爸。
He insulted his father.
他羞辱他的家庭。
Insulted his own family.
他羞辱整个家族啊。
Insulted the whole tribe.
真是无可救药。
There's really no hope for him.
他们会期望这位爸爸。
And they will wish that father,
甚至鼓励他
or even encourage him,
对小儿子要个强烈的回应
The father should have a harsh reaction to the son's behavior.
但十二节说父亲就把产业分给他们
The verse 12 tells that his father just divided his estate between his sons.
村庄里的人
And the villagers,
跟当时听到耶稣讲的比喻的听众
And the audience who heard Jesus' story,
心里面会有强烈的反应
would have a very strong reaction.
这父亲是怎么搞的
？What is the father doing？
他怎么会做出这件羞耻的事啊
？How come he would do such a shameful thing？
这个人怎么这么不争气啊
？Well, he really should watch it。
怎么没有骨头啊
？Why does he have some backbone？
难道他不为自己的名声担忧吗
？Won't he be worried about his reputation？
难道他不为自己家族的身份担忧吗
？Won't he worried about the reputation of his tribe？
对这个小儿子要求，你怎么居然会投降让步呢？
Why should he give in to the son's request?
那你自己这个人本人的行为啊
And according to that person's behavior,
比你的小孩子更糟糕啊
It's really worse than the son's behavior.
比你小孩子更不合理啊
It's really more unreasonable than the son's behavior.
比你小孩子更可耻啊
And even more shameful than your son.
十三节
Verse 13.
过了不多几日啊
And not many days later,
过了几天
just after a few days,
儿子没有马上走
the son did not leave right away.
小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来
the younger son gathered everything together.
他能拿到手的他就拿到手
what he could put his hands on,
能够带走的就带走
what he could carry away.
然后说往远方去
went on a journey into a distant country.
远方指什么
What is this distant country?
你去过犹太国，知道犹太国是个很小的地方。
If you've been to the Jewish nation, you know it's a very small place.
东西的这个宽度还不到这个八十英里。
The widest width from east to west is less than 80 miles.
所以去远方呢，是代表去外邦人的地方。
So a distant country means a Gentile country.
看来这个小孩子不但离开家里啊。
So we see that not only does the son want to leave his family,
离开他的村庄,
leave his village,
他要离开他从小长大的文化环境,
he wants to leave the place where he grew up, the culture he was born.
他去到一个外邦人所住的地方,
to a Gentile country.
这个犹太人听起来全身都会惧怕起来。
The Jews, they were just shaken with a fear.
他们没有办法想象。
They could not imagine.
因为好好家庭里面的青年人
Therefore, a young person from a good family
会自己选择去那个外邦人的地方
would choose to go to a Gentile country
外邦人是犹太人很看不起的人、啊、
and Gentiles were looked down by the Jews
犹太人认为他们像狗一样
and the Jews considered them as dogs
你不带去那边啊
Not only did he want to go there,
你还打算长期住在那里啊
He wanted to stay there, settle down.
你这样做只是为了过了一个放荡的生活。
And all because he wanted to live a free life.
这个人真是无可救药。
So this to them is really hopeless.
我们看下面。
So let's go on.
在那里任意放荡，浪费资财啊。
He squandered his estate with loose living.
然后十四节
14,
既耗力一切所有的
when he has spent everything,
你知道钱来得快去得也快
you know, the easy money comes and goes.
Okay, 没有任何的珍惜、啊、
he really did not pay attention how he spent them
十四节说又遇着那地方大遭饥荒
a severe famine occurred in that country
请注意、哦、不只是个饥荒
Pay attention here, it's not just a famine.
还是个大饥荒呢。
A severe famine.
然后圣经说就穷苦起来。
And Bible tells us he began to be in need.
一贫如洗了。
So he was so poor.
他反而需要人家救济他了。
He needs people to give him welfare.
这个结局一定不是小子离开家里时候的心里的打算。
This kind of ending was never what the younger son expected.
他绝对没想到会有这么一天。
He never imagined it will happen to him.
这个其实他的梦想完全相反了。
It's just opposite to his dream.
中国人有一句话说。
This Chinese saying.
不是不报，是时候未到。
Doesn't mean a judgment will never come. It's just delayed.
但圣经有一个更好的形容。
But the Bible has an even better description.
请你们打开加勒太书第六章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 6.
第七节到第八节。
Verses 7 to 8.
加勒太书第六章第七节到第八节。
Galatians 6 verses 7 to 8.
我来念，我们找到一起来念。
Let's read together.
OK, 我们一起来。不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。这个小儿子果然受败坏。
This younger son really.Corruption.
因为他顺着情欲撒种嘛。
Because he sowed according to the flesh.
我们再回到路加福音十五章十五节。
Let's go back to Luke 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人。
And so he went and attached himself.
Okay. 这个小孩子还没有打算回家。
So this younger son did not plan to go home yet.
虽然情况很糟糕
even though the situation was quite
bad, 他还没有打算回家向父亲认罪。
He had no plan to go home and repent.
但是说投靠一个人
And he said attached himself to one of the citizens of that country.
对，所有的英文版本跟原来希腊文都是用公民这个字。
The English translation also original Greek used this word citizen.
当时的公民是很有地位的。
At that time, citizens were in a good high position.
因为当时罗马帝国里面有好几百万、上千万的奴隶。
Because in the Roman Empire at that time, they have over millions, tens of millions, or even 100 million slaves.
公民是个特殊阶级.
And so the citizens belong to a special class.
有地位，有财富.
With special position and wealth.
如果你是罗马公民，那更了不起.
And if you are a Roman citizen, you are even a higher class.
这边说去投靠这个人.
And so this younger son went attached to such kind of person.
投靠希腊我们 kaleo 的意思，英文说是 glue to，粘住这个人。
The word attached in Greek means to glue to this person.
紧紧粘住不放。
Glue very tightly, won't let go.
我们不晓得他是怎么认的这个朋友。
We don't know how he knew this person.
也许是以前花天酒地时候酒肉朋友。
Maybe when he was having his loose living, that's one of his friends.
但看来现在这是他唯一的救命人了。
It seems this is his only person who will save him.
其他的朋友都不理他了。
All his other friends don't want anything to do with
him. 所以他现在紧紧地粘住这个人了。
So he wants to attach this person very tightly.
15节后半边说，那人打发到田里去贩猪。
Second part of verse 15 says, and this person sent him into his field to feed swine.
Okay. 田里也可以翻成农场或猪场。
The field to feed swine can be interpreted as a swine farm.
我们当中有没有人经过猪场的？
Have you driven past a swine farm, a pig farm?
几年前我在加州是有一次开车经过一个猪场。
A few years back, when I was in California, I drove past a pig farm.
11年以前, 我们已经闻到臭味了。
10 miles before that, we smelled the stench.
11年开车离开以后，还是有味道。
10 miles after that, the smell still lingers.
去贩猪不是一个好地方啊。
So a pig farm is not a good place.
但对犹太人来讲,
But to a Jew,
这是个十分卑贱的工作。
This is a very lowly job.
因为犹太人认为猪不干净。
Because the Jews considered swine as unclean.
他们不像中国人喜欢吃糖醋排骨的。
They are not like the Chinese who like to have sweet sour pork.
他们也不贩猪，也不养猪。
They don't keep or feed the swine.
如果有人养猪的话，贩猪的话，
If anybody keeps pig,
犹太人认为说这是个无可救药的人物啊。
The Jews will consider this person as beyond hope.
要被赶出教，赶出社会一样的。
He will be cast out of the society.
看来他的朋友并不是真的要帮他忙的。
So it seems his friend really didn't want to help him that much.
他只是给他粘的没有办法。
So he really didn't know what to do because this son was attached to him so tightly.
故意给他一个最糟糕、最被认为看不起的工作。
So he gave him purposely really a worse job and nobody wanted.
希望他的知难而退，早点离开呀。
Hoping that when he encounters such a big difficulty, he will retreat.
但这位青年人好像没有什么特别的技能呢。
But this young person didn't seem to have too much skill.
因为正好这个地方有大饥荒。
And also he encountered severe famine.
大饥荒的地方，你们想想看，失业率高不高啊？
So imagine in a place with severe famine, what's the employment unemployment rate like?
可能还不只是像美国现在8%、9%而已。
Definitely not like the 8 or 9% we have right now.
可能是50%、60%、70%或更多。Maybe
50%, 60%, 70% of unemployment.
看来这个青年人没有什么其他的选择。So
clearly, this young man didn't have too much choice.
16节。
Verse 16.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥。His
longing to fill his stomach with the pot that the swine were eating.
什么是豆荚？
What is pot?
豆荚是豆类果实的外壳。
It's the outer shell of some kind of bean.
好像这个鸡蛋壳一样。
It's like an eggshell.
硬硬的。
Hard.
营养成分是很少的。
With very low nutrition value.
人是不能吃的。
And people cannot eat.
因为不能消化。
Because it's not digestible.
猪是什么都吃啊。
And pigs can eat anything.
但就是猪吃豆荚也都蛮困难的。
Even pigs will have difficulty with the pot.
你看这个青年人。
And so you see this young man.
他饿到一个地步，他居然嫉妒猪啊。
He's so hungry that he was jealous of the pig.
他那么羡慕说猪有东西吃，他没有东西吃。
He wished that he can have pig food.
16节后半边。
The second part of verse 16.
也没有人给他。
And no one was giving anything to him.
没人给他任何东西吃。
Nobody gave him anything to eat.
这个小儿子
and so this younger son
不肯在爸爸的家里
didn't want to remain in his father's house
接受爸爸的供应保护
to receive father's provision and protection
他要独立
he wanted freedom
他要自由
he wanted independence
他要自己做老板
he wanted to be his own boss
他要自己掌管命运
he wanted to be in charge of his own destiny
没有想到会沦落到说恨不得拿猪的豆芽吃
he never imagined he'll end up one day wishing he could eat the pig's pot
我们看第二大点
Let's look at second main point
烂子的悔悟和悔改
The prodigal son's repentance
这是十七节到十九节
It's verses 17 to 19
十七节
Verse 17
他醒悟过来
But when he came to his senses
这是一句有关键性的话
This is a very pivotal sentence
因为到现在他一直还没有醒悟过来
because up to that point he still had not come to his senses
他的思想有错误
he had wrong thinking
他对自己不了解
he did not understand himself
对父亲有误解
he had, had misunderstood his father
对周围的环境不认识
he did not know his environment
在这个事情之前
and before that
他忙着追求享受
he was busy pursuing enjoyment
忙着吃喝玩乐
he was busy enjoying life
又有许多朋友陪着
and he had many friends with him
他从来没有安静过
he never had a quiet time
他也从来没有时间停下来
he never had time to stop
问问自己
and ask himself
我究竟在做什么
what am I really doing
总是忙碌总是热闹
It's always busy, always excited with excitement.
现在面对这样一个悲惨的事实。
And now with this sad fact facing him.
一个人单独的。
He's alone.
和猪在一起啊。
With his pig.
他有很多的时间可以思想。
He had a lot of time to think.
并且他饿到一个地步，他恨不得像猪一样能够吃东西啊。
So hungry he wanted to eat pig food.
你知道一件事情吗？
Do you know something?
困难的环境很容易让一个人醒悟过来。
Difficult surroundings will awaken a person much easier.
他开始会问说：“我究竟在做什么？”
He will start to ask, "What am I really doing?"
我为什么要仍然停留在这里？
Why should I remain here?
所以十七节后半边。
So second part is 17.
说我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余。
How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread?
这是他反叛离家以后第一次想到父亲。
This is the first time since his rebellion that he thought of his father.
他以前没有想过他。
He never thought of him before.
他想到父亲有两个特点呢。
He thought of his two characteristics about his father.
第一个，他父亲是极其富裕的。
First, his father was very wealthy.
有那么多的雇工啊。
Many hired men.
第二个特性呢？他的爸爸是宽宏大量的。
His father was very generous.
这边说口粮有余啊。
He says there's more enough bread.
不是说爸爸口粮有余啊。
Not saying that his father has more than enough.
而是这些雇工口粮有余。
But these hired men had enough bread.
他们每个人都吃得饱。
They were all fed well.
还有剩下来的。
And it was enough left over.
他突然想到说他爸爸是个慷慨的人，不是个小气的人。
So he suddenly realized his father was a very generous person. It's not like a tight system.
不会跟人家斤斤计较的。
His father does not count against other people.
这给他盼望。
And also this is his hope.
当他这样想到父亲的时候。
And when he remembered this about his father.
他便问问自己，我留在这里做什么呢？
Then he started to ask himself, what am I doing here by remaining?
在他对父亲有正确的认识之后
And after he had the correct knowledge of his father,
他也有一个新的决定
He made a new decision.
十八节
Verse 18,
我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你
I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
换句话说，我要回家去了。
In other words, I'm going home.
我要向父亲认罪。
I want to confess to my father.
请注意这里面好几个动词。
Now please notice there are a few verbs here.
我要。
I want to.
我到。
I go.
我说。
I say.
然后说我得罪。
And then I have sinned.
这是一个很有深度的悔改。
This is a very profound repentance.
这个小儿子他终于知道。
Finally, this young son realized
他多么的伤了他父亲的心
how much he has hurt his father's heart
他多么厉害的侮辱了他的父亲
how he has severely insulted his father
这个小孩子他终于想到
finally, this young son realized.
他父亲是善良的。
This father is good.
他父亲是很慷慨大量的。
Father is generous.
这个小儿子他终于承认。
Finally, this young man realizes.
是他自己的错。
That it's his own fault.
是他自己的问题。
His own problem.
还有今天的光景呢。
That lands him in this situation.
他对他父亲终于有个正确的认识。
He had finally the correct knowledge of his father.
19节、
19,
说把我当作一个雇工吧。
And no, make me as one of your hired men.
他不要让他父亲恢复原位。
He didn't ask his, he would not ask his father to restore him.
他自己不认为他配得爸爸再给他什么恩典。
Because he doesn't think he's worthy of any blessing from his father.
请注意，他说把我当一个雇工。
Pay attention, he said he asked his father to make him one of his hired men.
而不是当作一个奴仆。
And not as a slave.
我们今天觉得说，哦，那个雇工当然比奴仆高级了。
Today we will consider hired men as a higher level as a slave.
在当时呢？
But at that, those times,
其实正好相反。
It's just the opposite.
雇工跟仆人不一样。
The hired men are different from the slave.
在第一世纪的时候。
In the first century.
雇工的地位要比奴隶奴仆还糟糕。
The hired men had occupied a much lower position than the slave.
奴隶住在主人的家里。
The slaves live in the master's house.
有吃的，有穿的。
They have food, they have clothing.
生活上所需，主人样样的供应。
The master provides them with everything they need.
而许多富有人家的家里的奴隶还是受过教育的。
In some wealthy families, the slaves were even educated.
有特别的技能。
They had special skills.
也蛮有修养的。
And were quite cultural.
很得到人家的尊敬。
And they were well respected.
所以有些主人呢，就将家里一切事情交给奴隶掌管。
So some masters have turned over a lot of the business of the family.
他自己什么都不过问。
So the master will not even ask.
有些主人呢，特别教这个受过教育的奴隶来教公子读书啊。
Some of the masters will teach the slaves to teach their children.
让他以后长大，有一天可以承担家里的工作。
So that one day the children will grow up and take after the father's business.
但雇工却不是这样。
But it's different for the hired man.
他们是社会当中最贫穷的一群人。
They belong to the poorest section of the society.
他们不像仆隶，没有人照顾他们。
And they're poor, and then it's not like the slaves. Nobody takes care of them.
他们要靠自己。
They have to rely on themselves.
每天要出门找工作。
Every day they have to go look for a job.
哪天有工作，哪天才有饭吃。
And only when they have a job can they have food.
同时他们也没有什么特别的技能。
And also they don't have special skills.
所以常常所做的工作都是人家不要做的。
So often they get the job that nobody wants.
并且这种工作常常不是长期性的。
And very often these are not permanent jobs.
是短期性的。
Just temporary jobs.
或者是季节性的。
Or seasonal jobs.
既然没有什么专才。
So since they had a lack of skills.
所以工资都是最低的。
And therefore the pay is always the minimum.
有些坏的主人工作做完以后还少给工资啊。
Some bad masters even pay them less after work.
但他们无可奈何。
But there was nothing they could do.
雇工是穷人当中的穷人。
So the hired hands were the poorest among the poor.
但这些雇工小儿子现在想起来。
So this young man remembered the hired hands.
他父亲不但给他们吃。
Not only did father feed them.
还口粮有余啊。
But he gave them more than they needed.
小孩子认识到。
So this younger son recognized.
他的爸爸不是一个冷酷的人。
This father is not a harsh person.
不是一个严厉的人。
It's not a physical person.
不是一个不怜悯人的人。
Not an unmerciful person.
反而他爸爸是个仁慈的。
On the opposite side, his father is really a very compassionate person.
慷慨的。
It's generous.
并且是良善的。
And also he's good.
并且心里充满怜悯。
And it's full of compassion.
我们看第三大点。
Let's look at third main point.
烂子的回家。
The prodigal son's return.
二十到二十四节。
Verses 20 to 24.
于是起来往父亲那里去。
And he got up and came to his father.
这是个很重要的一步。
This is a very important step.
这个小儿子不是心里打算怎么做。
Not only did the younger son decide in his heart what he should do.
他也实际的行动。
He took action.
他要改变目前的情况。
He wanted to change his present situation.
这是个真正的悔改。
This is true repentance.
而不是后悔。
And not just regret.
后悔跟悔改是不一样的。
Regret is different from repentance.
那我举个比方。
Let me give you an example.
如果有些你开车开得太快。
For example, one day you're driving too fast.
被警察抓到。
And you were caught by the police.
给你一个罚单啊。
He gave you a ticket.
你一看罚单。
And you look at the ticket.
120块。
$120?
哇，你好后悔啊。
Oh, you regret it.
你后悔什么啊？
What did you regret?
好倒霉，我今天不应该开这条路啊。
I'm just so unlucky, shouldn't be driving on this road.
我下次开车眼睛一定要开大一点了。
Next time when you're driving, should keep my eyes wide open.
你看到警察马上慢下来啊。
I see police, slow down right away.
你很后悔啊。
You really regret.
一直后悔给警察抓到要罚120块。
You regret because you've been caught and you have to pay $120.
你没有想要改变。
But you never thought about changing.
你没有想说以后我不再超速了。
You never think that next time I should not speed.
你只是后悔而不是悔改。
You are only regretful, but you are not repentant.
悔改是一个实际的行动。
Repentance takes an actual action.
这个行动跟以前的方向是正好相反的。
This action will change the direction from before, its opposite direction.
这个小儿子有一个悔改。
And this younger son was repentant.
我们看二十节后半边。
Let's look at second part, verse 20.
乡里很远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
看到这慈爱的父亲有四个动作。
You saw the father had four actions.
他看见。
He saw him.
他跑去。
He ran.
他抱着。
He embraced.
他亲嘴。
And he kissed him.
我们先看这个看见。
Let's look at the saw him.
圣经说远远的看见。
The Bible said saw him a long way off.
显然他一直盼望他儿子回来。
Clearly he was hoping his son will come back.
说不定儿子离开家以后。
Quite possibly after the son left.
这个父亲站在他家里最高的平台啊。
The father was standing in the tallest platform.
天天往外看。
Looking out every day.
看看儿子回来没有。
To see if his son is coming back.
他每天的看，每天的等。
Every day he looked and he waited.
然后第二个跑去。
And second one he ran.
当时听到这句话的人，大家都很震惊啊。
The people who heard what the father did must be very shocked.
当时男人穿长袍。
Just at that time men wear long robes.
袍子那个长的着地啊。
So long it reaches the ground.
如果你要跑的话怎么办？
So if you have to want to run, what do you do?
你需要把长袍拉起来。
You pull up your robe.
一拉起来露出你的那个脚跟小腿啊。
So when you pull up your robe, you should be showing your legs.
这是个非常不尊重、非常失耻的事情啊。
This is a dishonorable and a shameful thing.
有声望、有名望的人走路都是慢走不跑的。
A person of status will walk slowly, never run.
但这个父亲呢
But this father,
他不管这些了
he just ignore all these.
他是宁可被人批评受人耻笑
He'd rather be insulted or be ridiculed.
他不肯耽搁见到他儿子的几秒钟的时间
He did not want to delay seeing his son even for a few seconds.
然后抱着
And then he embraced him.
请问儿子现在身体什么味道
Can I ask you how will the son smell?
他几天他有没有洗过澡啊
Did he take a bath?
但这个爸爸不计较这些
But the father ignored that.
抱着他的颈项
Embraced him.
抱着他的脖子对犹太人讲还有更深一层的意义
There's a deeper meaning to this embrace to the Jews.
当时一个反叛的儿子如果回家的话
At that time if a rebellious son came home.
一进入村庄
When he enters, took one step into
it. 只要有人看到
And as soon as somebody saw him,
赶快把这个消息传出去
to spread the news, around.
村庄的人有责任
And the villagers will have the responsibility.
站在自己家的门口
to stand at the door of the house.
取笑他，骂他
to ridicule him and to curse him.
你走的时候那么像英雄，现在像乌龟回来了。
Oh, you left like a hero. Now you come back as a turtle.
甚至可以拿石头打他。
They can even stone him.
这个爸爸急得跑去，要抱住他儿子的颈项。
So this father ran to embrace his son.
他宁可自己被人伤害。
He'd rather he'll be hurt by others.
他不要别人再伤害他的儿子。
He didn't want other people to further hurt his son.
然后与他亲嘴。
And so he kissed him.
亲嘴是种友谊关怀的意思。
And kissing to show the friendship and also for care.
21节。
Verse 22。
儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”
Verse 21 says, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son."
如果你把这句话跟十八节、十九节比较的话
，If you compare this verse with verses 18 and 19,
你看这句话是一模一样的。
You see, it's an exact duplication of that.
显然，这个小孩子在他脑子里经常的演习背诵这句话。
It seems clear that the son has been rehearsing this speech for quite a while in his mind.
因为这是他诚恳悔改认罪的话。
Because this is sincere repenting speech.
就是当父亲见到他的时候。
But when the father saw him,
他还没有全部背完啊。
The son could not repeat the whole speech.
就被爸爸打断了。
And he was cut short by his father.
因为爸爸已经等不及了。
His father could not wait.
爸爸已经决定要给他一个完全的饶恕。
The father decided to give him a complete forgiveness.
22节。
Verse 22。
父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。”
But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet."
父亲要家里的仆人替儿子做三件事情。
The father wanted the slaves to do three things.
第一个，那个最好的袍子。
Bring the best robe.
平常富贵家里总有这样一件袍子。
There is always such a best robe in a wealthy family.
用最好的材料。
Use the best material.
找到最好的裁缝。
With the best tailor.
把它做好。
To make it.
常常有金边。
It will be hemmed by gold.
并且常常上面挂满了这个珍珠宝石。
And very often it's with jewels or with pearls sewn on the whole garment.
这件袍子是很少用的。
This robe is rarely used.
就在特别的场合才拿出来穿啊。
Only on very special occasions.
好像他的大儿子结婚那一天，他拿出来穿。
Like when his older son married.
小儿子结婚还没得穿呢。
It's not for a younger son's marriage. Only.
或者哪一个尊贵的人家来家里拜访过夜。
Or a VIP comes to visit them and stays overnight.
为了表示他的尊敬，让他穿这件袍子。
In order to show the respect of this person, he'll be shown given this robe to wear.
但父亲却吩咐把这个袍子穿在儿子的身上。
Yet the father ordered the servant to put the robe on this younger son.
第二个，把戒指戴在他指头上。
Second off, put a ring on his hand.
这不是个普通的戒指。
This is not just everyday ring.
这是个有图章的戒指。
This is signet ring.
上面有这个家族的图章。
With the emblem of the family on the ring.
当时一些正式的文件需要盖这样一个家族的这个图章。
In those days, and any official document needs to have the seal with this signet ring.
这图章代表权柄。
And this signet ring represents authority.
代表这个家族的权力。
The power of this family.
第三个。
The third.
把鞋穿在他脚上。
Sandals on his feet.
今天你我听起来好像觉得说这什么了不起。
You think, well, what's so great about this?
我在家里只有十几双鞋啊。
I have over 10 pairs of shoes at home.
我今天来教会还不晓得要穿哪一双鞋呢。
I have difficulty deciding which pair to get today to wear.
对当时人很不一样。
But it's different in those days.
当时的雇工奴隶是赤脚的。
In those days, hired people and the slaves were barefoot.
他们不穿鞋的。
They didn't have shoes.
穿鞋的是主人。
Only the master wore shoes.
或主人的儿子或女儿。
Or master's sons or daughters.
他们才有鞋子穿。
Only they wore shoes.
父亲这个命令。
So this father's command.
是要在众人的面前。
Was in the public.
宣布说。
To proclaim.
他是再次做我的儿子。
That this person again is my son.
我相信他爸爸要仆人做这三件事情，旁边的人连这些奴隶都很震惊了。
I'm sure when the father ordered the slaves to do these three things, all the people around him, including the slaves, were very shocked.
这是完全反常的事情。
This is just anti-nature, it's abnormal.
当时的文化。
according to the traditions.
如果一个反叛的儿子回来，
if a rebellious son returns,
就是父亲肯接受他，
even if the father is willing to accept him,
也不是马上的，
he won't do it right away.
这个小子一关一关的过，
the son has jumped through many hoops.
首先他需要跪在家里的门口，
First he has to kneel in front of the door of the house，
甚至跪好几天了，
Even kneel for a few days，
嘴巴一直说我得罪了父亲，
And repeating in his mouth that I sinned against my father，
然后父亲隔了一阵让他做个雇工开始，
And then afterwards the father will let him to be a hired man，
如果雇工做得不错让他升级升到奴隶，
If he performs well he will let him be promoted to be a slave，
最后呢
And finally,
又过了一段时间，
after a period of time,
也许爸爸的气消了，
maybe his father is not so angry,
或者他觉得他的羞辱被遮盖了，
or his father feels his shame has been covered,
那时候才恢复他儿子的身份，
then only then will he restore the son to sonship.
有些父亲甚至根本不恢复儿子的身份，
some fathers never restore the son.
因为他认为这个儿子是已经死了，
Because he considered the son dead already.
已经为他举行过葬礼了，
He's arranged a funeral service for him already.
但这位爸爸，
But this father,
一下子，
in one moment,
马上的，
right away,
没有任何迟疑的，
with no hesitation,
并且让每个人都看到，
and in front of the public,
他不但完全恢复他的儿子身份，
not only did he restore his sonship completely,
他也赐给他尊贵权柄跟荣耀。
He gave him the honor, the authority, and the glory.
因为他是一位慈祥的父亲。
Because he was a loving father.
圣经上有几个圣经节，每次我读的时候，也说在肚子里面会流眼泪。
There are a few verses in the Bible that whenever I read it, I was so moved.
那我们看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
八到十三节。
Verses 8 to 13.
诗篇一百零三篇八到十三节。
Psalm 103 verses 8 to 13.
请有的话找到，请你跟我一起念。
I'd like to ask all of you to read together with me.
诗篇一百零三篇第八到十三节。
Psalm 103 verses 8 to 13.
OK， 我们一起来。
Read together, please.
耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱，他不长久责备。也不永远怀怒，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东与西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。耶和华神就是这位慈祥的父亲。
The Lord God is this loving heaven, loving father.
我们看到说，这父亲给儿子三个礼物哈。
We saw this father gave the son three.
非常的反常。
Very abnormal.
但他还没有做完呢。
But he wasn't done yet.
我们看二十三节回去。
Let's go back to Luke, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了。我们可以吃喝快乐。
And bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry.
这个肥牛犊呢，不是说它的牛里面比较 obese 的那一只啊。
This is not just an obese calf in the farm.
不是它几百只牛里面那只最胖的那一只啊。
It's not out of hundreds of calf. This is the fattest one.
这是一只特别的牛。
This is a special calf.
他有这条理由告诉我们说 他不但富有，他还是极其富有。
The father having this calf shows that not only he's just wealthy, he's extremely wealthy.
因为只有极其富有的人家才有这样一条牛。
Because only the extremely wealthy people will possess such a calf.
这只牛是跟普通牛分开的。
And this calf is separate from other calves.
用篱笆把它围起来。
Separated by a fence.
第二个呢，
Secondly,
需要给它吃特别好的。
Eat special food.
草还不够啊。
Not just grass.
需要给它吃谷类、谷物。
It gives it grains to eat.
这个肥这个字哈，希腊文的意思是 grain fat， 用谷物来喂养的意思。
The word fattened means it's grain fat.
看来这只牛吃的比人还吃得好。
It looks like this the calf eats better than man.
第三个呢？
Thirdly,
是不是你平常不让它走动啊？
Usually this cat is not allowed to run around.
但保持它的牛肉的柔软跟好吃。
So the meat will remain very tender and delicious.
这个就好像日本一个很出名的牛肉。
It's like a Japanese, they have a very famous beef.
叫做 Kobe beef.
Kobe beef.
很贵的。
Very expensive.
因为这个牛呢也是给它喂谷类吃的。
Just this cow is also fed grain.
不但每天喂谷类，还每天需要给它喝一瓶日本啤酒啊。
Not only is he grain fed, he has to be fed a Japanese beer every day.
如果Asahi啤酒找不到，青岛啤酒也可以了。
The special kind of beer.
不但这样，每天还需要给它按摩啊。
Not only that, it receives massage every day.
让它的牛肉柔软按摩的时候，还需要把沙棘牛酒倒在上面慢慢按摩。
And they pour sagi beer on the calf while massaging it, so the meat will be delicious.
这是肥牛肚，是犹太人的 Kobe beef.
This fattened beef is a Jewish version of the Kobe beef.
既然这只牛是这样的珍贵特别，
The sins is such a precious and special calf.
只有在父亲一生最重要的重点时候才拿出来宰了吃。
So it will only be killed on the most special occasion of father's life.
但爸爸却用在儿子的轰康敏的庆典上。
And yet this father used it on his son's homecoming.
24节。
Verse 24.
爸爸说出原因。
The father explained.
因为我这个儿子死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。For
this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found, and they began to be merry.
本来是死的，现在复活了。
At first he was dead, but now he came back to life.
本来失落的，现在又找回来了。
He was lost before and now has been found.
所以要庆祝。And
therefore they should celebrate.
还要大大的庆祝。And
greatly celebrate.
有人说这个故事不应该称为烂子。
Somebody commented that the name of the story should not be the prodigal son.
有人说这个故事应该称为烂父。
It should be the prodigal father.
烂父不是说他离开啊。
And prodigal father doesn't mean the father ran away.
而是他浪费他那么多好东西在一个不值得的儿子上面。
It meant a father who wasted all his good things on a son that is not worthy.
他浪费他的钱财。
He wasted his money.
这个父亲浪费他的名声啊。
He wasted his reputation.
这父亲浪费他的地位啊。
The father wasted his position.
这位父亲浪费家族的名望。
This father wasted his tribe's good name.
今天我们看完了烂子的故事。
Today we've finished looking at the story of the prodigal son.
这个父亲是代表神。
This father represents God.
代表慈爱的天父。
Represents a loving heavenly father.
今天是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
我们当中也做了不少父�in。
And today seated we have quite a number of fathers.
这是个很神圣的责任。
This is a very noble responsibility.
我们需要向这位慈爱的天父学习。
We should all learn from this loving heavenly father.
当我们儿女不听话。
If our children don't listen to us.
当我们儿女反对我们，
when the children go against us,
当我们儿女反叛的时候，
when our children rebel,
我们觉得说我们的名声受影响，
we feel that our reputation is damaged,
我们地位受影响，
and our position is hurt,
我们浪费时间钱财，
and we've wasted time and our wealth,
我们需要有忍耐，
we should have patience,
我们继续为他的悔改祷告，
we should continue to pray for their repentance,
并且我们也盼望，
and also we should have hope,
知道说神有一天可以带领他回来。
Knowing that one day God can bring them back.
当他有一天真正领悟到，
and one day when he comes to himself,
他会回家。
He will return.
那时候我们给他一个彻底的饶恕。
And then at that time we will give him the complete forgiveness.
以及完全的接受。
And then to accept him completely.
谁是这位烂子？
Who is this prodigal son?
这个烂子是代表一个人还没有认识天父以前的光景。
This prodigal son represents a person before he knew Jesus.
那时候我们不肯承认我们是神造的。
At that time, we refused to admit that we were created by God.
我们不承认我们属于他。
We did not want to admit that we belong to him.
我们认为我们的生命，我们的一切都是我们自己可以掌管的。
We felt that everything, our own life and everything, to be in our own
country. 我们要自由。
We want freedom.
我们要独立。
We want to be independent.
我们要自己掌管前途啊。
We want to be in control of our destiny.
我们觉得神是限制我们人生计划的一个障碍。
We feel that God is cramping our life.
这是反叛神。
This is rebellion against God.
这种反叛神带给神羞辱跟羞耻。
This rebellion brings shame on God.
但是我们不管。
But we didn't care.
我们不要神。
We didn't want God.
我们不理神。
We didn't really pay attention to him.
我们不尊重神。
We did not respect him.
我们没有把神当作神看。
Did not treat him as God.
但这几年来。
But and then in the following years.
我们独立自由的生活又怎么样？
What happens to our free independent life?
如果我们肯谦卑下来问问自己呢？
If we are willing to humble and ask ourselves,
甚至有点每况愈下。
Is it deteriorating fast?
虽然没有尝到像这个烂子一样需要吃的猪所吃的东西啊。
Maybe we don't get to the level of wanting to eat pig food.
但是如果我们问自己，
But if we ask ourselves,
我们内心仍然有空虚。
We still have the emptiness in us.
我们有惧怕。
We still have fear.
我们有不安的时候。
We have no peace.
我们不晓得以后会怎么样。
We don't know what the future holds.
我们不晓得以后的经济会如何。
We don't know what the economy is going to be.
平常我们夫妻之间总是搞不好。
And also, our spousal relationship isn't that great.
我们儿女也不听话。
And children don't listen to us.
我们常常在挣扎。
And we are struggling.
但是我们还继续走我们的路。
But we still continue on this path.
神在等我们回家。
God is waiting for us to go home.
他不需要我们随波逐流啊。
He doesn't want us to just follow the crowd.
并他每天的在看着。
Every day he's watching for us.
他需要你们回家。
He wants that we go home.
我们当中是有些人已经回家了。
And among us there are some already who have returned.
回家以后发现这位神的确是那样的慈爱。
When we turn home, we found out this God is really that loving.
他是善良，蛮有怜悯的。
He's good and full of compassion.
我们巴不得我们那时候早一点回家。
We wish we returned home earlier.
我盼望你也能够回家。
I hope that you go home too.
你首要做的就是起来。
What you have to do is to get up.
我要到我父亲那里去。
And go back to your father.
向他说我得罪天也得罪了你。
And tell him that I've sinned against heaven and against you.
他会高兴你回来的。
He'll be happy you are coming back.
他会马上恢复你原来尊贵儿子的身份。
He'll restore your honorable sonship right away.
他会和你一起庆祝啊。
And he'll celebrate with you.
他会告诉人家说啊。
And he'll tell others.
我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。
And this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.
你要不要起来？
Do you want to get up?
等一下我们来唱一首歌。
We'll sing a hymn after this.
就是我们要回家。
And it's called Coming Home.
如果这首歌代表你的心意，
If this hymn represents what you're thinking,
我希望上完会以后你有机会让我知道一下。
I hope after the meeting you'll let me know.
我希望有机会更能够实际的告诉你怎么回家。
I'd like to have the opportunity to tell you how you can go home.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们谢谢您。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
请你自己继续对我们讲话。
Please continue to speak to us.
因为你是那慈爱的父。
Because you are a loving Heavenly Father.
你不要我们在外面白的受罪。
You don't want us to be suffering outside.
你要我们回家。
You want us to go home.
你要我们说起来。
You want us to get up.
回到父亲家里去。
And return to the Father's house.
请借着这首诗歌再次的提醒我们。
Please use the hymn to remind us again.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
To pray with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.